Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes. We'll have Deuce McAllister up in just a few minutes. Bob, we've talked about some of the veteran players, with Jack Stahl making plays, also Dante Pettis. We haven't heard you talk much about Bub Means, and so something a lot of the texters and callers have asked about Bub, because he was a guy, Greg Cosell came on and said, I think he's got a shot to have a breakout year this year.
Well, like, he caught a touchdown today, did a lot of part of practice from Shuck, but so did Chris Tyree, the wide receiver rookie from Virginia. You know, 5'10", 192 pounds. You know, I said, who's number 89? Oh, Chris Tyree. So they both caught a touchdown. But I'm just saying, for every one note you take Bub Means, you end up taking 2 to 3 notes with Cedric Wilson Jr. or with Dante Pettis. Now, I don't know if it's because they are seasoned veterans and what comes about. Mike, when I look at the wide receiving core, okay, we all know, like, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, if you look at that 1-2 punch. And then you'd have to say Brandon Cooks. I don't know. Brandon Cooks, I've taken a couple of notes on him, but not like the veteran that he is to make that much of an impact. And then you throw in like Peoples Jones. So there's a lot of competition. But the point being is that to say, this young guy that we're not familiar with, like a Bub Means, but he had a couple of good games and then, you know, not half a month or whatever. They're not competing with the likes of Chris Olave or Rashid Shaheed. More when you look at the back end of the wide receiver room, it's more like I've taken notes on those veterans like Dante Pettis, like I said, or Cedric Wilson Jr. I'm not taking up for nobody. I'm just telling you what I see.
One of the things, Bob, you know, that sort of reminds me of 2006, Marcus Colston. We watching the OTAs. And people would ask, man, what about Marcus Colston? He didn't do anything.
He was so out of shape and stuff, overweight. Oh, and then when he showed up in late July, August, he was like a different person.
When he went to Mississippi, it was a different Marcus Colston there. And so be interested to see the progress with Bub Means, because you can see he's got talent. But now, come on, you got to turn potential into production now as a player. You're in year two now.
Yeah, and Mike, and like I said, you know, he caught a touchdown, so you only could do enough where if you have an opportunity, catch the ball, make plays, but also that trust factor from whoever's playing quarterback, whether it's Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck, that definitely comes into play. And like I said, on the back end of practice, when Shuck went before Rattler, that's when, you know, I talked about Rattler and Kool-Aid dropping that interception, having a nice pass defended against Cedric Wilson. Seems like these quarterbacks, they definitely looking at these veteran receivers, you know, giving them opportunities. But that was before that, when Rattler was in there, Shuck, he threw an incompletion in the red zone, but then he hit Chris Tyree, like I said, for a touchdown and Bub Means. So they did still 7-on-7. But they, like, no really red zone yesterday. It was first, second, and third down. But today, they did a lot of red zone, 7-on-7. And, you know, it's like throwing against an extra defender back there when you think about it, because the field shrinks. So, no, when you see a touchdown in the red zone, and Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck, they both could spin it. I just don't like it when on 7-on-7, the ball's not coming out and they're scrambling. And then there's no lineman.
Bob, that ain't good, because I don't like a quarterback kind of rolling around. How many times we saw Drew Brees do that? Virtually never.
Like never. No, yes.
No, it was coming out of there. It was coming out.
It's coming out, or you got to have confidence in your guards in the center that you could step up in the pocket. That's why with Penning, Cesar Ruiz, and McCoy, more than anything, Okay, if you're doing that hitch step and the first receiver, first, second read's not open and you want that last, you know, tenth of a second to get rid of the ball, you want to be able to step in the pocket and make that throw. And that's why you got to be strong in the interior line.
Bob, one of the things I remember when you said it before anybody about Andy Dalton, you said, man, Andy Dalton can spin the ball. He's a better quarterback than Jameis Winston. When I asked you why, he was like, he doesn't hold a ball. The ball's out of there fast with Andy Dalton.
The ball's out of there. And just watch at times also, you know who's won Super Bowls and has lasted and why the Browns are still trusting him? Because he knows where to go. Joe Flacco.
Yep.
Isn't Joe Flacco like a big statue back there?
Yeah, pretty much.
But you think he's running around? No, he's stepping up and making the throws.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.